What did you do there, Dave?
Well, we've had a death in the family.
Oh, man.
There's been a tragedy.
Hold it up to the mic so people
can
hear.
So everybody can see.
Yeah. It's a little crinkly there.
It's a little crinkly. Well, you know, such a nice day. I was bringing the bicycle out here, and I hit a bump, and I had the can resting, you know, kind of in my hand, but also on the handlebar. And the can of Hefeweizen fell. And Humpty Dumpty shattered to pieces.
Whereabouts? We got to go lick the road.
Well, I was probably a little over halfway. Otherwise, I would have just turned around and grabbed another one.
But, man. Well, when I saw you come up over the hill on Radio Road, you were on the phone.
Yeah.
How many meetings do you hold on the bicycle?
More than I would like to.
I said to Sarah, I'm like, he looks all bagged up coming up the hill, but you were just having a meeting. That's all. You got one hand on the handlebar.
That's right.
So, man.
Yeah, so sorry about the beer. No beer today, folks.
I think this is a first.
This is,
that you've actually been in the studio
without a beer. Yeah. It better not be a second.
Right. Yeah. Well, other than that, how's your week been?
Very good. We got all the fly boys.
Oh, yeah. They like to drink beer.
They like to drink beer. They like to eat food, and they're loving the brewery. So we've been super busy all week, which is great. We've got a couple cool events coming up. We're at Green Lake on the Escapade next week, Thursday.
Okay.
You can still get tickets if you go to Green Lake Tours, or if you search on Facebook the Escapade of Green Lake.
It'll bring that up.
Yeah, or greenlaketours.com. You can get your tickets. We're going to be with Mr. and Mrs. Pease, I think, this time.
Okay.
We're doing like a pairing dinner kind of thing,
sure.
Which will be fun.
What time do you set sail?
I think it's like 6 o'clock or so. Yeah,
about dinner time.
Yeah, cool. Whenever I show up, because they can't.
They're not going anywhere without you.
Yeah, without the captain, we can still have the dinner, but you can't have the dinner without.
That's
gonna
be hard to drive a party dinner boat around the lake and not be able to have one.
Yeah. I wouldn't want that job.
I always thought of taking the Sea-Doo and going right under it because it's a tunnel haul.
Yeah.
But I think they would frown upon that.
Captain Mike would not appreciate that. He's a very nice guy, great guy.
He is.
But Captain Mike would have a problem with that, I think.
Well, aside from the beer, a couple of big losses this week, Ozzy and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wild.
Ozzy was, 17 when he made Black Sabbath?
Great. What a genius.
What were you doing at 17?
When I was 17? Not that.
I wasn't making rock bands. And
no.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
And Hulk Hogan, what do you think the cause is there, did they say?
You know, I didn't read on it yet.
Yeah.
I should have, but we've been so busy with stuff.
Right.
And I know it came out yesterday about, maybe 11 or noon.
Yeah.
I want to say the news broke, but yeah.
Sad. I was a big, I was a Hulkamaniac at one time in my life. I had the, what do they call them? The WWF wrestling buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call them wrestling buddies, the stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And wasn't he going to start another one this fall to compete with the WWE something like that?
Maybe.
I don't know. I heard rumblings about that in the office here, but that's too bad.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You go from being, the Hulk to gone.
That. Yeah.
Never knew he had any medical issues, and maybe he didn't either. I have not read about that.
You know, I don't know that he lived the most clean life.
Right. Yeah. It's like when Ozzy passed, I'm like, wow, what a shock.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How old was Ozzy? 110? He looked 110.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So Brewers they almost
best team in baseball, right?
They are.
Yeah.
That's
exciting.
Peck and I were talking in the car on the way down to we had to make a Racine run earlier in the week. It was what was the burger joint where
George Webb. Yeah.
Yeah. Did they ever get to that point with free burgers?
I think they just missed it.
By one game. Yeah.
And I think that was the game they lost 1-0.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
I wanted to ask you because, again, I've been.
Up the fryers.
Yeah. This has been the first since January that my desk has nothing on it important. You notice that?
Yeah. You should see my desk. It's just a. It's
Are you
disaster.
Still down in the dungeon there?
No, I have I'm up in the dungeon.
You're up in the dungeon. That's right. That was at the old place.
That was at the old place.
I forgot.
I have
about
a little
that.
Better office. It's still not.
You don't want it too glamorous or people want to come visit
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I want to. People walk in. Jeez, David, you need a better office.
Oh, did you make it out to EAA at all? Or
no, I didn't. We've been too busy. My daughter's talked about going. It's funny. My wife, you know, we've lived here how many years? She's never been to EAA.
Oh,
and
really?
My daughters haven't been. I was there when I was a kid. So one of these years, we're going to have to get over there.
But like I said, if it wasn't so hot and humid all the time, I'd walk around there almost every day.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff. It's we made cool. it out last Monday night. Holly knows some guys, three guys from when they used to come in to Oak's Chocolates.
Now
she works
sure.
at Hughes.
Yeah.
But for probably 20 years, and they've been coming up and staying at the same site at the end of Old Knapp for like 32 years or something like that. So we went out. They came, saw the house and everything, and then they're like, well, come on, we're going to take you to dinner. And we're like, okay. So we went to the campsite. And we're like, well, where's dinner? You said it was like right here. He's like, right there. And it's called the Bermuda Triangle Bar. And there was like this little barbecue truck parked up next to a house. And it was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
We had brisket.
Perfect.
And, you know, and then a couple beers. And they're like, well, let's show you the infamous round table discussion area. Like, this ought to be great.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a fire pit. It was a little ceramic dish in the center of like six lawn chairs. And it had one of those mosquito snakes that you light
yeah.
with smokes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they pulled out bourbon.
Oh, boy.
And it was Weller, not Top Shelf. Is it Signature Edition or something like that? And then they had some other stuff from the distilleries down south.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised you're not still there.
I know, right? Well, we had a big day on Tuesday. So I had one little about maybe, what's a shot? How many ounces?
1 ounce,
about
I think.
About one, yeah. 1 ounce is a shot. So maybe 3/4 of an ounce.
Sure.
And then just, I was a good boy.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good. So, was it good?
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I like it more if they had a big ice cube, I'd rather have it on the rocks.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
out of the infamous campground plastic.
And it was hot.
It was hot. he cleaned the cup with his shirt.
Yeah. You know?
So what more do you want?
Yeah, right? High class.
High class, yeah. High quality. Yep.
We went to the Shalom Zoo on Monday. You know, that's a wild zoo. All the animals are Jewish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yes, of course. Yeah. Is that the one in the Dells?
That's the one. No, that's the one right. in West Bend.
Oh, yeah, West Bend. Okay.
They've all got yarmulkes.
Yeah, and, right. Yeah. Little hats.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a great experience. Love the zoo. It was, it's one of those, like, you walk through and, I mean, just tons of, and you can pet them and feed them and really cool. Kind of like the one, the
Shamba Safari
in Nesh Coral. That one's really cool, too. The girls like it, you know.
Right. There's another big one, I think, in the Dells, too.
Is there?
I see the billboards. I get them mixed up. Yeah. Obviously not with Shamba Safari, but the other two.
Sure.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, nothing got destroyed on the Durango? Or
Nothing. Oh, okay. Nothing. Well, this one you don't drive through. You walk or you can take a golf cart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, well. So we got the beer cruise next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday... We're in two places at once. We're going
this coming Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday. Okay.
We're at Milwaukee, Third Space Brewing Company in Milwaukee in the Third Ward. They're doing their IPA fest.
Okay.
So we're gonna have a beer down there, and then I will be at Manitowoc for the Breese Beer Fest,
sure.
which is in downtown Manitowoc.
Maybe you'll get to see the gosh darn badger pull in.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. And I think we might be taking a sneak peek of our Marzen Oktoberfest longer. We normally don't release that, and we won't release it officially till September, but
right.
I think I'm going to take a keg.
Just go
yeah.
a little spritz. Yep. All right. Dave, any other items you'd like to add?
No,
today?
Well, road trip tonight.
Road trip.
So come one, come
Green.
All, yeah.
Yep. That yep. starts Let's, at what, about 7?
Yeah,
7 to
sell
10?
It out. We'll have plenty of cold beer and pizza to pregame, and the beer garden will be open. So
beautiful. Contact info.
748-5188.
I'd cheers you, but we don't have a beer.